This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's the first ever year of this specific event, although it's the spiritual successor to the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It went for 3 years. The final year of the Hemp Fest was last year. We had the honor of attending and broadcasting from that event. I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
It is the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live and the final of 3 days recorded live here at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. We're once again at Rogers Campground. For those of you who might be new to this program, you've never heard us broadcasting from Rogers Campground, you're going to hear us just fall all over ourselves to describe how beautiful it is out here. And we were just talking with a lady who actually lives in the area. She lives in the Berlin area. We're in the northern portion of New Hampshire, right near the White Mountains. And even she says she's lived up here, but she's never actually been to this place and seen this particular view. And the view here is absolutely incredible. I mean, it is superlative. There's nothing else quite like it. It's just always so much
fun. You've just got all of these mountain ranges
all over.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually in the campground area, so we'd have to step away a little bit, but we can easily walk, 300 feet away and see just an incredible vista.
Well, even between the buildings to my immediate left, your right, I can still see some mountains.
Yep.
When I look past you through the trees, I can
see
mountaintops.
Yeah, I mean, the view is absolutely spectacular. And if you're not here, well, it's too late at this point to get out here. We're doing the Sunday show, and it was all weekend long. And the bands were wall-to-wall all weekend and Sunday even. Bands throughout the day into the evening hours of Sunday as the festival is wrapping out for this year. And I got to say, I didn't know what to expect as far as turnout, even though it was the spiritual successor to Hemp Fest.
Right.
It's not exactly the same event. I wouldn't say the bands here have been the same draw as the Hemp Fest bands were, meaning that it seemed like the Hemp Fest bands, at least the nighttime bands, the final headliner acts, if you will, that they attracted a large group of fanatics that came up to the campground for the event, just to see their favorite band or whatever. But there still are, I would say, as many as several hundred people that have come in throughout the weekend here. There's plenty of people camping out in the camp area. But what's most important to me is not necessarily the size of the event. Of course, I'm not the organizer trying to make the costs back of whatever it costs to hire all these bands and rent the campground and the facilities here. But, from our perspective, it's been a blast. I mean, there's been a lot of fun. People have been having a good time here. And it's a really, of course, as you might expect from a cannabis festival, a pretty cool crowd.
Yeah, and we've been doing the Operation Politically Homeless, and we've mentioned this a good bit over the weekend, what that is, and I'll just sort of quickly go back over it.
Sure.
It's where you have this Nolan chart, which was named after the creator, David Nolan,
who was the founder of the Libertarian Party.
Founders of the Libertarian Party, and it's a diamond shape. And there's a 10-question quiz created by the Advocates for Self-Government to help people figure out where they fall on this chart. And it's a good sort of introductory thing to get people, located on the chart somewhere, get them introduced to something other than this false left-right paradigm.
Right. It literally is a paradigm shift. I mean, that's what this chart does, is it expands people's vision of what politics is, what political belief systems are, expands that out from just right, left, center.
Yes.
This sort of X-axis, everything just sort of across, right to left. and then it adds in an up and down aspect, so a y-axis, so it makes the political spectrum more complex, not over complex or ultra complex, but a little more complex, a little more nuanced, to show that people are more than just right and left.
We're not adding a z-axis here to make it a cube.
Well, somebody could probably figure that out, but yeah, this keeps it still keeps it simple, and it finds out whether people believe in authoritarianism or statism or libertarianism. So the polar opposites there, of course, being libertarians want you to live your life how you want so long as you don't hurt anybody else, whereas an authoritarian or a statist would say they know how you should live your life best, and they're going to use the government to force it upon you.
And we've actually had a couple of those.
Not surprising. I mean, at every event I've ever done this at, and I know that it's your first Operation Politically Homeless, and
right.
By the way, you've been just an all-star this weekend. No one would have known you'd never done one of these booths before, but you've done boothing kind of things
right.
with me in the past, like the county fair. But, you know, this is interesting because you get to kind of get a feel for what the group is, that what their belief system is, that you're, you know, the event that you're doing. So, for instance, that like a gun show, you're going to see conservatives and libertarians.
Right.
Here at Cannabis Freedom Festival, it's heavy libertarian and some liberals, and then a spattering everywhere else. And the same
right.
thing's and true at a gun show. You're going to get some.
The fact that there were some liberals, or you know, like a good bit of liberals, does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Where in the libertarian quadrant people are falling, not surprising.
Pretty much all over the libertarian quadrant.
That they are, but there are a few clusters
yep.
to where there's, you know, a cluster just above the liberal quadrant.
Yep.
There's another cluster that's kind of to the right of
yep.
center, but still libertarian. That a little interesting, but the fact that there's that one solid conservative that has taken the quiz at a cannabis festival, you know, like it's not entirely unexpected, but
yeah.
it's just interesting.
Yeah, well, it is interesting, and it's if you're at a gun show, you're going to find some authoritarians there,
right, and you're going to find, you know, like one left liberal.
Pretty
person.
Rare. It's pretty rare, but yeah,
it's going to be rare.
It's like the reverse of what we're seeing
yeah.
here at this festival. And also, as I pointed out, you know, if we were doing a Operation Politically Homeless booth in California at a cannabis festival, I guarantee you the results would be hard liberal majority and then maybe a spattering of libertarians, whereas
yep.
here it's a hard libertarian majority,
yep.
like a significant majority,
like 65%.
Yeah, it was Friday night when we wrapped out the day Friday, so Friday being the first day, kind of a slow day, we wrapped out with what, 38 people that we had talked to and gotten to take the quiz, and I would say a majority of the people we talked to were willing to take the quiz. It's
yep.
super majority, maybe.
Yeah.
It seems like people here are really open-minded, really willing to talk. They're not in a rush to go anywhere. I mean, unless they want to go see their favorite band, there's
right.
pretty much nothing that
or
they need to do.
Some of the people were the band.
That's true as well. And so, you know, we've been very successful here. I would say overall this has been a really great event as far as discovering new libertarians, people who maybe had heard the word libertarian before but didn't know that they were a libertarian.
Right.
That's really what I think the most useful part of this booth is to kind of uncover those people and give them the opportunity to find out that they're a libertarian.
Right.
And then create the interest perhaps in learning more about it.
And also interesting, the people that are very confident, they know where they're going to fall, and then
those
they
are
take
the fun
the
ones.
Quiz, and they're not where they thought.
Yep.
So there were the people on Friday that they were just, you know, completely adamant that they were conservatives, and they came up centrist, and they were calling our stuff, oh, look, honey, there's liberal propaganda all over the table.
Yeah, it is funny when people believe they've got it all down, but then they find out that they're something different than what they initially expected. The quiz does have that effect on people as well. If you don't know what we're talking about, it is the world's smallest political quiz, and you can take it for yourself over at theadvocates.org. That's a great website. They're the creators of this quiz. It's been around for decades.
Yes.
It's been interesting, though, having done it 15 years ago, you know, down in Florida, I did these things all the time. I can't even tell you how many I've done, but probably dozens would be my guess. And the old quiz, there was a question about immigration on it, and I don't have it in front of me what the old copy on that question was, but I think for whatever reason the advocates got rid of that question from the quiz, maybe because it was too controversial or something.
I think it was about the time that the Real ID was being pushed through the federal Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So the new question on the quiz, or I say new, you know, like
newer.
The newest question is about a national ID card.
And people are super confused about this.
Yes.
We can talk a little more about national ID coming up here. It is the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and we are recording live at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival 2017 at Rogers Campground.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We're doing one of our rare recorded shows because, well, pretty much it's... We have to. Tonight, there's going to be a premiere, a movie, I guess it's not a premiere, a re-premiere, an anniversary screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can go see yourself anytime at victimlesscrimespree.com, but you only get to see it in theaters once every 5 years, apparently, because we did it the very first time when it came out originally, and we're going to have Derek J, the star of the film, on with us here in a little bit, but we're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop, which it's great because the Free State Bitcoin Shop is having its grand opening today, so we get to ring in officially the very beginning of this amazing, what I would call just a really awesome outreach project, essentially. You guys, I don't know if it's, is it making money? Can you talk about that, Steven Zeiler, who's with us? I mean, it's the first month in business. Most businesses aren't going to make any money for, you know, 2-3 years down the road. How are you guys doing as far as covering the rent? It's, what, $1,000 a month or so for a space like this in Portsmouth?
Yeah, it's about that much. And if you price everything in dollars, mm-hmm. and had we invested dollars to buy merchandise and everything, it about breaks even.
Really? Month number one.
You don't count. We don't have any employees.
True. Good point.
Well, we have.
So you're not paying yourself.
And we're not paying ourselves. So it really doesn't make. It doesn't return the a cash value of what was invested.
Right.
But it does all right, and it's also an office space. So
if you
count
work
it
here.
As yeah. that, and I do work here,
you're a programmer,
then it does easily pay for the rent.
So you just sit up front. You got a couple of nice leather chairs up front. You just kind of sit there and tap.
Yeah,
away
or back here, the standing desk. I have a computer back there.
You meet friends all day.
Yeah, and then people come in all the time, and if they're cool, I'll talk to them, and if they're not, I don't talk to them.
Move them along.
Leave them to
well, I'll give them a Bitcoin flyer and
let them learn.
I'm busy.
I love it. I love it. Speaking of cryptocurrency, Mark, what do you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I was noticing here that the Bitcoin vending machine has Dash on it.
And it's a cryptocurrency vending machine.
It's a cryptocurrency vending machine, not a Bitcoin vending machine. And it's called the Bitcoin Shop, but I'm just willing to bet, Stephen, that I could come in and buy things with Dash.
You can buy anything in the store with Dash.
There you go. Dash is a sponsor of Free Talk Live, and it's fast. Faster than Bitcoin. It can be private. It's easy to use. Fees are low, and transactions, like I said, are fast and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world with Dash for just pennies on the dollar. You can get involved with Dash right now by going to Dash.org, and there's a lot of momentum behind Dash. I like it for a lot of reasons. It's Dash.org, D-A-S-H.org, Dash.org.
I particularly love Dash, and so do a lot of people on the seacoast, because as a user, you can invest in the future of the network and have a voice, an actual vote in what happens with certain development and funding.
Mm-hmm. Unlike Bitcoin, where you can only just mine it if you want to have any kind of say, and even then you don't have any real say in how they develop the software.
Well, with Bitcoin, you have a say by choosing to invest in it.
Uh-huh.
And you can always sell it, and that's your say that you don't like where it's going.
But Dash actually has like a governance structure set up where what they call the master nodes, who, like you said, are the people who put some significant amount of money these days. It wasn't a few years ago. It was cheap to become a master node a few years ago. But they get to vote on these proposals that are made for the currency and how to promote it and that kind of thing, right?
That's correct, and people around here have told me that they voted on this or that proposal, and that's pretty cool. And they come in and we talk about what Dash is doing, and people come in talking about other projects too. So I see the biggest value for me operating this store is crypto. People who are interested in crypto and Bitcoin crave a place like this, mm-hmm. and so when they hear about it, they come and they want to talk about what they know and offer their knowledge. And so they'll often bring up this new coin that they're investing in or this or that. And it's extremely valuable in that way. Like this guy came in the other day. He was from some prestigious school. He's looked pretty smart. And he's talking about ARC token.
Mm. Right.
And I noticed in this past crash when all the coins fell a bunch, ARC token actually increases, the only one.
Now, what does ARC stand for? What is that?
It's ARC, I'm not sure, stands for anything, okay. But it's a bridge coin that bridges other cryptocurrencies.
Huh. How does it bridge them? What's that mean?
Well, kind of like Shapeshift. Mm-hmm. Connect. You can send from one currency to another.
Oh.
I think ARC is trying to do that.
Yeah, ARC's over.
Yeah, so it's a cool technology, awesome and possibly great to invest time and energy and
so it's
capital into it.
ARC.
ARK.
ARK, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
then it's the coin you get in when everything else is
sinking. Apparently. Well, we get a lot of people, and we kind of have our pulse, a finger on the pulse of the Bitcoin crypto sphere in the area,
yeah,
because people want to come in here and talk about it.
Well, you guys are also running the local meetup group as well, where people will go to like different restaurants around town, and you've been having some good success there. I imagine that the store has helped with the meetup successes?
Yes, the store has definitely helped, but also the meetup, we've been using meetup.com to promote that. And
I found that that's been working very well.
I'd say most new people come from meetup.com.
Yep.
We've
same
also been putting up flyers around town with 5 weeks worth of meetups and saying which restaurant they're at. And
oh, that's a cool idea.
People come in. People come from those flyers, too. And then there's porcupine libertarian people who
right.
come through Facebook.
So of the people that are walking through the door here at the Free State Bitcoin Shop, which for listeners, by the way, that don't know, this is the first of its kind in the United States. You were inspired by a store in, was it Belgium? Where were you? Where were you?
It's the first in America. The store that inspired me is in Prague.
Okay.
It's Prague. Called Parallelny Polis or Parallel State.
Huh.
And it is the Crypto Anarchy Institute.
Neat. And you've been there.
I've been there, yes. And it's awesome. I love it. I went there specifically because they only took Bitcoin.
Uh-huh. How'd you find out about it?
Trolling online, I guess, you know, surfing the web.
Okay.
Looking for cool places to go. And I went there, and it was really inspiring. They had this machine, I believe, or the older
machine.
Version of the Bitcoin vending machine, right in the front, and it was a really cool space. You could buy coffee with Bitcoin, basically, and they had a couple shirts, and they were teaching people how to use Bitcoin. It's also
so much
a
more
working
basic.
Space.
More basic as far as the retail side. This is much more of a retail kind of
there was almost
look.
No retail, but
right.
that is actually, I believe, where General Byte's vending machines are based and manufactured. And so there's a lot of actual technology and industry going on in the conference and workspaces that are back mm-hmm. behind the store.
That's awesome. So that got the spark lit for this thing. When did you think to yourself, I want to do this in New Hampshire?
I wanted to build a Bitcoin-only store in California, in San Francisco, where I was.
So this goes back before you went to Prague, the idea of a Bitcoin-only store?
Probably after I went to Prague.
Okay,
this was a few years back
that
I first went to Prague. And I wanted to have a vending machine and a store that was only Bitcoin.
And you used to live in San Francisco, right?
Right.
How much would a space this size cost in San Francisco?
Probably 3 or 5 times more.
We're going to come back with more. Stephen Zeiler is with us from Free State Bitcoin Shop. That's shop with an E. And we're going to continue. You can't call in because we're here.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Saki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Free State Bitcoin Shop, the very first of its kind. Maybe it won't be the only one of its kind, because I love this idea as an outreach project, connecting people with the ideas of cryptocurrency, because it's not just Bitcoin. There's Dash, and there's Litecoin, and there's Ether, and so many different choices out there. We've got Steven Zeiler, who is with us, one of the two proprietors here of the shop, which is open several days per week. They've got the door wide open here on a beautiful Sunday here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. People are coming in throughout the day. Multiple people have come in just as we've been sitting here recording the show. It's Ian and Mark here as normal.
Yeah, so I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. You may not be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or in the immediate vicinity. Don't feel like you can visit to the Bitcoin shop here, but you can go to Bitcoin.com. What it is it's the place to go, whether you're an expert or a beginner for Bitcoin. They've got news, they've got wallets, they've got everything that you might need over at Bitcoin.com. And something that you might be surprised, they've got a mining pool. You can go become a Bitcoin miner today by going to pool.bitcoin.com, like I have. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and the website's easy to use, and you can even calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. And, you know, it's going to allow you to become a Bitcoin activist. You're creating Bitcoin. So you're doing activism while you sleep. It's pool.bitcoin.com.
Now, these guys can't be sleeping on the job here because there's customers coming in all the time throughout the Free State Bitcoin shop. We are with Steven Zeiler, and just during the break, you know, we're still talking during the break. I'm like, whoa, we need to talk about this on the air. Mark, you had asked Steven a question about his opinion, you know, as somebody who sits here and literally talks about cryptocurrency all day long. What did you ask him about? Was Bitcoin the best option?
Well, I mean, I imagine that people who are into cryptocurrency like I am are constantly asking themselves, there's all these new coins out. They have all these promises. They have all this technology that surrounds them. You know, there's something new coming out all the time, and there's some breakthrough that Bitcoin doesn't address. You know, privacy, speed, transaction fees. There's different currencies offer different things. And Stephen was sounding pretty Bitcoin maximalist. And I want to know, do you think Bitcoin's better than the rest of these coins? What's your thought on that?
As far as infrastructure and psychological adoption among the like mass market, Bitcoin is vastly further along in developing its economy than any of the other coins. Like, there's no many other coins that have great wallets like blockchain.info that are really trustworthy.
Yep.
Or I know they support Ethereum now, but there's no Coinbase for any of these other coins, or BitPay, really. So that it just has so much more infrastructure. And then talking to people around here, like, we tell them about alternative currencies, and people who are new only want Bitcoin. They want that.
That's because of the name, right? And that's why you guys chose this to be the Free State Bitcoin.
It's not because
shop.
Of the name. It's because it has it's the most liquid asset around on Earth.
Do you think most people are aware of that, though? I mean, it's the average person, if they've heard of Bitcoin, they certainly haven't heard of Dash, or they haven't heard of many of these other things. Like, Bitcoin has that name recognition.
Well, if you tell them about it, like, if you say you're going to give them Bitcoin and then you offer them Dash, they won't be happy. They'll feel like it's it's cheaper. It's not as nice.
It is cheaper. The tenth.
That doesn't matter. Like,
and better tech.
supply and price doesn't matter, really, because it's price per unit of an arbitrary supply.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they don't know that.
They feel like it has less value.
Yeah. Well, and like you pointed out, I mean, the network isn't as strong. I mean, Bitcoin does have the strongest network, although recently with the Bitcoin Cash development, which we discussed quite a bit on Free Talk Live before the fork, for listeners that don't know, Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency, came out in 2009, and then this year in August, for the very first time ever, it hard forked into two competing forms of Bitcoin. One of them calling the newer one, calling itself Bitcoin Cash, and then the original one is Bitcoin. So now you've got miners that are like, just in search of whatever's the most profitable coin, they're just mining whatever is going to make them the most money, and so they're jumping some of them between them based on which one is most profitable. So there's sort of the mining power behind Bitcoin has almost split in two. It's not entirely true, but there's been some miners who've come on to mine Bitcoin Cash, as I understand it, that weren't mining Bitcoin before. But there's a fight going on right now in the mining world.
Well, in the long run, what matters is infrastructure development, and which coin is going to really build out infrastructure for moving transactions. And as far as developers go, there are like hundreds of developers to Bitcoin Core, or contributors.
The original one, yeah.
To Bitcoin Core is what it's called. Right. And I'm not sure which one's original because
it's hard to say.
Right. Yeah. So Bitcoin Cash is more like the original one. I think Bitcoin Core's ambition is way more interesting from an engineering perspective and way more exciting.
Really? Okay.
Than Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I. You're the programmer, so I'm going to have to defer to you on this. I don't know what the technologies are behind them.
Yeah, I'm interested in the opinion as to why. You say it's interesting. What's interesting about it?
Because they they're trying to create an extremely efficient, scalable solution that can actually be the foundation for a monetary system, a global monetary system. And I think Bitcoin Cash, it doesn't seem like that's where they're going. They want to create cheap transactions given some certain set of parameters that were set up before in the past.
So it would be Bitcoin would then be the equivalent of bearer bonds or something to that effect, digital bearer bonds, in the way that larger organizations would move value underneath the sort of economy. Does that is that what you're saying? I mean, it's what it sounds like. Maybe banks or
governments. Think so, because banks and large institutions are really useful for accumulating capital and building things up, but they sit on top of this like foundation of sand now.
They do.
With there's no efficient clearing mechanism that can enforce the market and clearing properly, and that can prevent inflation.
So Gresham's law says that good money drives out bad money, and that might very well apply inside the banking or governmental world. It may come to the point where banks and governments demand this higher form of currency because they know very well that fiat currency, government currencies, are backed by nothing. They're backed by the value of people's labor in the future, and laws can change and devalue labor and that sort of thing.
That's right, and all banks know that. They know, don't hold pesos in your portfolio,
right?
Because they're going to lose value. It just doesn't make any sense, unless. But also, people are going to demand that banks store Bitcoin, and because they want to enforce no inflation. I use Bitcoin
because
I want no inflation, and so. I'm pretty sure more and more people are going to do that, and then there's going to be a lot of Bitcoin banks that develop that weren't banks, but they're like Coinbase and these other people. And
I find it so exciting when I hear a new idea. I get them, not often enough, and you said something to me today that I had not yet considered, so thank you so much for that. That's really amazing.
And what was
it? It was that the idea that banks would feel the same way as I do about that, about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and that sort of thing. It's, they want that value-backed currency, and that demand that banks have is going to drive forward crypto and Bitcoin and these sorts of things.
But that doesn't exist yet. Banks do not see the value in Bitcoin. You just heard the Jamie Dimon or Diamond or something.
So the difference is he's a privileged bank that is wealthy because of its privileged status with the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
But there are tons of other banks that don't have that kind of advantage.
So like smaller
banks, people doing international that are like supranational, and they want to enforce rules on their competitors.
Let's come back because I've got a story about a bank locally and my interactions with them about Bitcoin. That's actually somewhat
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, downtown Portsmouth on State Street. If you're up in the New England area and you love cryptocurrency, or if you don't know anything about cryptocurrency, you really ought to come by the Free State Bitcoin Shop. We're going to get back to Stephen Zeiler, one of the proprietors, here in a moment. Just want to remind you, as our listener on Free Talk Live, that we are asking you for a little bit of help. If you're a podcast listener specifically, if you're getting us through, let's say, iTunes or one of the other services, maybe Stitcher, the different services that help you receive podcasts like Free Talk Live, and you have not rated and reviewed Free Talk Live, then please take a moment the next time you're in front of your computer, maybe that's right now, maybe it's later, and just leave us a rating. Go ahead and, you know, rate us how you feel. Hopefully it's 4 or 5 stars, somewhere in that range. And leave us a nice comment or review, if you don't mind. We'd really appreciate it, because when people do that, it helps promote Free Talk Live within whatever categories, you know, the news and politics or whatever it might be, that they have us in there. So please, just take a moment to do that. Makes a big difference for us, and thank you in advance. So with you here today, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Stephen Zeiler back with us. So we were talking just a moment ago before the break about banks and Bitcoin cryptocurrency acceptance, the idea being that the smaller banks are going to be the ones that are more interested in learning about Bitcoin, learning about cryptocurrency, because banks are making investments. They're taking, you know, some of the money that they have on deposit, and they're investing that, especially banks like credit unions. I've looked at the annual report for the Cheshire County Credit Union, and you can see, you know, they show you what investments they're making. They're usually very conservative investments, so it might be hard to pitch them on Bitcoin, which can be a bit of a roller coaster ride as far as, you know, the price. I mean, just within the last couple of weeks, it's gone from as high as almost $5,000 to down below, just below $3,000, now coming up to today, where it's, what, around 3,600 or something like that. I don't have it.
I see almost 4,300 here on the machine.
Well, you're looking at the Bitcoin vending machine. There's a bit of a fee built in there. But it's a bit of a wild ride. But you were saying, Stephen, that you thought that it was the smaller banks that were going to be more interested in the long run.
Banks want sound money just like we do, and they want to be able to denominate their investments in prices of things that aren't subject to politics, and they want to be able to interact with their competitors and transfer money between them. And I think a lot of the decentralized properties of Bitcoin, they're great for normal people, they're great for institutions, they're great for banks. It's a better form of money, and in an open market, like the banking system used to be based on gold, and all the banks would keep gold, and they would issue currency based on that gold. And if they issued too much currency, then their gold reserves would be drained by the other banks redeeming the currency. But now we don't have that, so there's a monopoly on creating currency. I think banks who want to create money and prosperity want to be able to have a common system that they can use with other banks to settle and clear their money.
Well, it's fascinating, the idea that, in the past, banks probably checked other banks for the amount of reserves they kept by simply redeeming, taking that, the bank that they're in question's script, essentially, and asking for gold in exchange. Then they'd put that in their vaults, and then they'd be able to loan out against that. I'd never heard that, but it makes perfectly good sense that must have happened.
It did happen, and even sets of banks would get together and try to make a bank run on a competitor. Say you have some fractional reserve and a bunch of your competitors come and redeem all your gold, then you'll be bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to keep a certain amount of reserves to prevent their competition from bankrupting them.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But it's really inefficient to be able to move gold around in
no doubt. And
in
risky.
The world economy, and super risky and super expensive. And so that doesn't work very well. So then they had to have trusted intermediaries to hold the gold on behalf or to transfer the gold on behalf of banks. And it wasn't actually transferring gold itself.
Right.
So that the efficiency of the centralized banking system kind of beat that, but now they can combine the networking efficiency of the central banking system plus the gold settlement aspect.
I see what you're saying, and there's no doubt that like everything you're saying is completely accurate as far as Bitcoin and cryptocurrency can really help banks that have the values that you're talking about. Unfortunately, there's a few things working against it. Number one, the fact that they are all centralized. They're federally controlled. Even though there are smaller banks, they're all essentially part of the Federal Reserve system. They all have to go through the Federal Reserve for their settlements and things like that. And that means that they tend to be pretty susceptible to the influences of the state, and they're very afraid of the state, and they're constantly tiptoeing around these things. I've actually called every single bank in the Manchester, New Hampshire area and all the credit unions, and I was just straight up with them. I am involved with Bitcoin. I'm interested in opening a bank account, and I just wondering if that's okay. Like, can I be involved with Bitcoin? Can this account be related to Bitcoin at your bank? Now, obviously, you're going to encounter bank people that are like, Bitcoin, what's that? Yeah, sure, whatever. But if they talk to management, and I did have them on every time check with management, and the answer was always no. And one of them gave me a reason why. It's very rare they'll even tell you why, but one of them did. And apparently there was a FinCEN document, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network federal government agency, that came out, I think it was in like 2014, few years ago, that basically talked about cryptocurrency and suggested that, it could be linked to terrorism and this and that, and essentially, be very, very careful. Essentially, it said don't do business with cryptocurrency because of all these scary things. And so banks are frightened to death. I mean, it's almost, I would say it's as hard to get a bank to knowingly give you an account that they know will be used to purchase cryptocurrency, for instance, as it is, like, if you're a marijuana dealer, even in the states where marijuana is legal, those guys can't get bank accounts either. And it's because those banks are scared to death of what the federal government might do to them. It's not even a guarantee the feds will do anything, but just because there's a higher risk involved, they're just more likely to say no. So convincing those, any bank at all, is the real challenge.
Well, perhaps those banks now will lose customers and market share to banks that are Bitcoin native or like Coinbase or exchanges or other institutions.
And yeah, that would be interesting.
Eventually, the FinCEN is not going to matter that much when you have someone with a bank in Argentina that needs to do business with someone in Australia or...
Oh, sure. Well, if we're talking about outside of the U.S., then yeah, then maybe the banks... I thought I heard, was it Swiss banks? There was some Swiss bank that actually allows their customers to have Bitcoin-denominated accounts. That's like, that was some new headline that I saw within the last...
Well, what they do is they will store Bitcoin on your behalf. They have a Bitcoin storage service.
Yeah. And I thought that was awesome. I mean, I was really surprised. It was like one of the major banks in the country. It was either Switzerland or...
When do one of these Bitcoin millionaires just buy a bank and do it?
Well, again, the regulatory issues are probably what's holding that back, would be my guess, because the federal government has a real heavy hand in these things. Now, I did have a positive story about banking. In the Keene area, there's a savings bank that ultimately canceled the Shire Free Church's account because that's what they all do eventually when they figure out what it's, you know, being used for, which is Bitcoin and purchasing Bitcoin. And they canceled the account, but at least they were nice enough to explain why, because most banks, the big banks, they just give you a breakup letter and that's it. They don't tell you why. This one, the president of the bank was the one who signed the letter to me, and he left his phone number at the bottom and said, if you have any questions, give me a call. So, of course, I called. And he called me back the following Monday. I called him on Friday, and he was already out for the day. So he called me bright and early Monday morning. You know, I didn't have to wait at all. And we had a really nice conversation considering it was a breakup, right? Like, they were still going to terminate the account, but he admitted that he didn't know a lot about Bitcoin, and what he had to do was, as the bank president, he had to sign off on all wire transfers over a certain size because of federal regulations.
Right.
And he made the statement to me that he doesn't like doing it, but he has to. And in order to sign those statements, he has to have some kind of personal knowledge about what the money is going towards. And he didn't have enough knowledge about Bitcoin. So I told him, hey, you know, I'm one of the local advocates. I'd love to come, you know, meet with you and answer you or your board members any questions that you guys might have about Bitcoin, because I know for a fact that they have other customers. I know them who are also Bitcoin buyers, not at the level of the Shire Free Church, but they are, you know, smaller Coinbase type Bitcoin buyers. And I said, you know, this is happening here. And he knew, he'd seen the newspaper articles. We've got a couple front page newspaper articles about Bitcoin this year in Keene. So he was aware of Bitcoin. He was aware that it was a thing and very successful and is interested in learning more. So there's something on the horizon of a possibility. But man, for the most part, these banks are tough nut to crack, I got to say. Stephen Zeiler, do you want to stay on, talk some more?
Yeah, I'll talk more.
All right, more with Stephen here in moments.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.